Today's daf is Yevamos daf Lamed Vav, and we are on the fourth to last skinny line on daf Lamed Hey Amid Beis Esavei Rabbi Yochanan L'Reish Lakish. Today's daf is being learned as a schus refuah shalema for Avadia ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba ben Devora, Devora bas Mecha, Shmuel ben Tehila, Elazar Lipa Shalom ben Feger Rachel, Sara Nechama bas Rus Malka, Baruch ben Rachel, Malka Miriam bas Esther, Shloima ben Rachel Devora, Tova Malka bas Masha, Israel ben Kayla, and Esther Kreindel bas Devora. Today's daf is also being learned Le'ilui Nishmas Shalom ben Avigdor, and Le'ilui Nishmas Shlomo ben Yibadol L'Chaim Toivim, Reb Chaim Toiv. So yesterday, at the end of the daf, we made a haschala, literally, only a few lines, of the fourth parak of Masechtas Yevamos, Perak HaChoylitz. And the first sugya in Perak HaChoylitz, as we already saw, discusses the halacha of someone that does chalitza or yibum with a woman that's a me'uberes, with a woman that's pregnant. So the backdrop to this halacha is something that everybody knows, and that is the mitzvah of yibum is when there are two brothers, one of them dies, was married, but left over no children. It says in the Torah, Yevama yava yaleh ulekacha lo leisha v'yibma. The brother that's alive has a mitzvah to be miyabim, the wife of the brother that died. If, however, when the brother that died dies and had a child, in that case, there is not going to be a mitzvah of yibum. The mitzvah of yibum states very clearly, ki yeshvu achim yachtov, umeis achad mehem, uvein ein loy. It's only then that there's going to be a mitzvah of yibum. Now, not only in the event that if the brother dies and leaves over a child, will there not be a mitzvah of yibum, but there would even be an isser for the brother that's alive to, quote-unquote, be miyabim his wife. And the reason is because every yevam is really an eshes ach. An eshes ach is one of the arayas. B'mokim mitzvah, an eshes ach is mutter. Shaloi b'mokim mitzvah, she's a regular erva. Which means that if the ach achai would be koines, he would be miyabim, he would be ba on the wife of the achameis, if he did it b'mezid, the halach is he'd be chayiv karis, and if he did it b'shoigig, he would have to bring a karb mechata. So that's Yevamos 101, that the only time there's a mitzvah of yibum is in the event that uvein ein loy. However, if the brother that died had a child, so in that case, the halach is, there's not going to be a mitzvah of yibum. So the question is, what happens if Reuven and Shimon were brothers, Reuven dies, he leaves over no children, he leaves over a wife, however, his wife was me'uberes, his wife was pregnant, so is there going to be a mitzvah of yibum, or is there not going to be a mitzvah of yibum? How does the Torah view the fact that this woman is a me'uberes? On the one hand, she doesn't have a child. But then again, she is a me'uberes, and because she's a me'uberes, so on some level, maybe we have to view it as if she does have a child. So that's the question. The question is, how does the Torah view a me'uberes? And the truth is, the answer is very, very simple. We wait and see. In the event that she's zoicha to have a vlad shel kayama, so in that case, it comes out that really the brother that died, Reuven, had a child. Now, it's true, at the moment that he died, he didn't have a child. But he did leave over Zeresh al Kayama, and because he left over a child, there's not going to be a mitzvah of yibum. If, however, this woman's going to miscarry the child, so it's going to come out that really, when he died, he did not have a child. And if that's the case, Reuven ein lo, you're going to have a mitzvah of yibum. So that's pashut. There's no shayla. Really, the halach of a muberes is, we let it play out. And we see exactly what's going to happen. The question that our sugya is going to discuss is, what happens if the yavam did either yibum or chalitza to the yavama at a time that she was a muberes? And then she ended up miscarrying the child. So that igloi milsalam afreya, that really this yavama was a yavama, and really this yavam was a yavam, and there was a mitzvah of either to do yibum or chalitza. Do we say that he did yibum and he did chalitza, and as a result, it's not necessary to do another yibum with chalitza? Or do we say that being that at the time that he did the yibum and he did the chalitza, her status as a yavama was pending, because really we had to see how it was going to play out. Was she going to give birth to a Zeresh al Kayama? Was she not going to give birth to Zeresh al Kayama? So it could be if the yavam does yibum with chalitza at that time, loishma yibum, loishma chalitza, and as a result, after she miscarries the child, now she's a regular yavama, now he's going to have a chiyuv chiyuv to do yibum and to do chalitz again. That is the backdrop to the first sugya in Perek HaChayitz. And the truth is, the first sugya in Perek HaChayitz, which we're going to finish today, is a very lundish sugya. It's a sugya that in yeshiva goes for weeks and weeks and weeks. Unfortunately, because we don't have enough time, we're going to have to do what we do. There's a lot of lundish that's intertwined in this very, very first sugya. One of Reb Chaim's rayas, Teishas Achdim and Melo, came from the first sugya in Perek HaChayitz. Reb Chanan says, big lundish in the sugya of kala oilu liyibam, oilu lechalitza, v'chol she'ein oilu liyibam, ein oilu lechalitza, from the first sugya in Perek HaChayitz. And just going through the Rishonim properly, this a lot of Yevamis 101 from a lumdus and a super lumdus perspective. We're going to go through more the cheshbon of the Gemara, because that's what we do when we learn Daf Yomi. Regardless, with that hakdama, we just segue into the more local and specific hakdama as relates to the Daf. And that is that this shaiva of someone that does Yibum or Chalitza to a Me'uberes, whether it's considered a Yibum v'chalitza or not considered a Yibum v'chalitza, was really a debate amongst Dama Iran. And it was a machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan held, ha-choylitz lama uberes, the halacha is, shma chalitza. And so too, in the beginning of the sugya, as we're going to see, if someone would be miyabim uberes, shma Yibum. Reish Lakish argued, Reish Lakish says that if someone does chalitza or Yibum to a muberes, loy shma chalitza, the loishma yibum. What's the hezber and the machloikis? So that we saw already yesterday. The Gemara said iba yisayim a kra, iba yisayim a svara. But the bottom line is, it was a machloikis. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan said that if someone is chaylates to muberes, someone does yibum to muberes, it is going to be a chalitz of yibum. Reish Lakish said if someone does yibum or chalitz to muberes, it's not going to be considered a yibum or chalitz. And the truth is, before we start the Gemara, because this will make the Gemara go much, much more smoothly, at first glance, it would seem that this shayla, whether if someone is choylitz or someone is miyabim or muberes, and of course it's only negay in the event that she miscarries the child, because if she gives birth to zera shel kayama, then anyways she's not a yavama. So anyway, she's not falling the yibum. But really, this shayla of whether when the chalitza or the yibum was done, she was a muberes and her status was pending, whether it should count or shouldn't count, would seem to be a mufurish mishnah. Not just that, at first glance, if you go through the mishnah, it would seem that it's mufurish shitas Rabbi Yochanan. Which Mishnah? The Mishnah in the beginning of the parak. The Mishnah discussed hachilitz liyavimtai v'nimtzas meuberes. So then the yolda, she had a child. So the Mishnah said bisman shavlad shel kayama, in the event that this child ended up living, meaning the child was not a nefel, it was a regular zerah shel kayama. So then the chalitza wasn't a chalitza. So hum muter b'krei vayseh v'hi muteres b'krei vav v'loi paslam in akahuna. It's not considered a chalitza. Ein avlad shel kayama. If, however, this child ends up miscarrying, hu asa b'krei vayseh, she becomes, he's asa to her kravim. V'hi asur b'krei vav, she's asa to his kravim. Hu paslam in akahuna. And halach is, she's pasal from marrying a kohen. The same is true as it relates to kohenes as yevimtoi v'nim to muberes. What happens if somebody would do yibam to muberes to a yevam, and then we found out afterwards she was a muberes? So again, bismach avlat shel kayama. So then you have a problem. It comes out he was born ishasach shleib b'makam mitzvah. Of if main avlat shel kayama, so then the loch is yikayim. Now, what does it sound like? It sounds like, for sure, from the Reisha, and even a little bit from the Sefer, that if someone does chalitza to a woman, and then nimtzes muberes, as long as she miscarries the child, the chalitza is going to be a chalitza. How do you know it's going to be a chalitza? Because you have all the surei kroivos that come about from a chalitza, as we saw in the sugis of Arba Achin, the halachas of Achis chalitza. And not just that, a chalitza is possible not kahuna, this woman's going to be possible kahuna as well. So at first glance, what do you see? You see that if the fact that she was a muberes at the time that the chalitza happened is neither here nor there. At the end of the day, she did a chalitza with a woman that it's a gloy milsalam afreya was a yavama. So if it comes that this woman was a yavama, so based on that, the halacha should be that it's a chalitza. So you state the Mishnah, which is shitas who? It's shitas Rabbi Yochanan. So really, at first glance, as we'll see, the Mishnah would seem to shry shitas Rabbi Yochanan. However, and again, before we start the Gemara, it's kedai to go through this inside. As much as the Mishnah seems to scream shitas Rabbi Yochanan, there's a not such subtle dick in the Mishnah. And that is, the Mishnah was trying to make the point that if someone's chaylitz v'yevimtai, and then the nimtzes muberes, and the vlad wasn't a vlad shel kayama, the chalitza is a chalitza. And what did the Mishnah say to make that point? Hu asa b'krei vayseh, v'ya asura b'krei vav, upasla menakun. You know, the Mishnah depicted the fact that it's a good chalitza by saying you have all these surim of Kroivas Chalutz Asoy. And not just that, this woman as a Chalutz is going to be possible for marrying a Kohen. L'chayre, there's a very stark Ari you have to learn Pasha now, ask on the Mishnayis level. And that is why the Mishnah say better. The Mishnah should have said, you're not going to have to do another Chalitza. That all the tsaris are going to be potter with this chalitza. All the yevamin are going to be potter with this chalitza. The Mishnah didn't say that. So as much as the Mishnah seemed to say that acholitz liyavimta minitzis muberes, and then the Vlad ends up dying, the Allah is the chalitza, is a chalitza, but the Mishnah seemed to say it in a very, very specific context, and that is as it relates to very, very specific halachas in Ilchas Chalitza. But the most obvious halachas seem to have been omitted by the Mishnah, which almost makes you believe that the Mishnah is not a raya to Rabbi Yochanan. Mishnah might actually be a raya to Reish Lakish. And as we're going to see now, the Gemara is going to say that our Mishnah was ground zero for the debate that sometimes the Gemara gives us insight to. Between the Machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, the Gemara is going to bring two lishoynes of how our Mishnah was thrown into the discussion. In one Mishnah, Rabbi Yochanan was the one that said, Reish Lakish, ichabag raya brurah from the Mishnah, that if someone does chalitza temu beres, as long as the child is miscarried, shma chalitza, hu asin bekrayv esev, hi asura bekrayvav, hu pasim anakuna. And in the second Mishnah, Reish Lakish is going to be the one who's going to flip the table. Reish Lakish is going to say, Rabbi Yochanan, ichabag klara raya from the Mishnah, because it's true, you see from the Mishnah, achalitza yevimta, Chazal said, when imsis muberes, you have to treat her on some level like a chalutza, but Chazal seemed to limit it. And if it's a real Geheirige Chalitza, so the Mishnah should have said the most obvious Nafkamina, and that is none of the Yavamin and none of the Yavamis have to have another Chalitza. And from the fact that the Mishnah didn't say that, Reish Lakish is going to say in one Lishna of the Gemara, this is a raya to me. The bottom line is, we're discussing if someone does Chalitza to a Mi'uberes, what's the halacha? Is she Yavama? Is she not a Yavama? She's pending. That's the halacha. We have to wait and see what happens. If she gives birth to a child, for sure she's not a Yavama. This whole conversation is a moot point. It's only negeya if the child ends up miscarrying. So Gloy Milsalam Afreya, that when she fell a Yibum, she was really a Yivam. The question is the Chalitza the Yibum that was done at the time that her status was pending a Chalitza Yibum or not? Rabbi Yochanan said, yeah. Reish Lakish said, nah. The Gemara now is going to debate this Machloikis Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. And by the way, not to give it away, but we know that whenever there's Machloikis Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish in Shas, we passing like Rabbi Yochanan, the Bar Mitzvah. There's three exceptions to the rule. This machloikis, hachilitz, the muberes, is one of the three times that we passing like Reish Lakish. And that note, Zok the Hele Gigamar, Esevei Rabbi Yochanan the Reish Lakish. So Rabbi Yochanan asked the Kasha to Reish Lakish from Unzer Mishnah. The Mishnah said, chilitz yivimta, if someone does chalitza, v'nimtzas muberes. And then he found out afterwards that this Yavama was a muberes. V'yod, then she gave birth to a child. So the Mishnah said, Eina vachal kayama, in the event that the child ends up dying, meaning turns out the child was miscarried, nafel, so the Lachas, who also bekreve seah, he's also in her kreves, v'yasur bekrevev, she's also in his kravim, who possibly not kuna, and she's possibly not kuna. What's the reason? Because Igloy Milsalam Afreya that she was a Yavama. If she was a Yavama, the Chalitza was a Chalitza. If the Chalitza was a Chalitza, that's all the dinim of a Chalitza. So Rabbi Yochanan told Reish Lakish, like we spoke, Bishlem Elididi, Bishlem, according to me, Dami, the Chalitza is Muberish Machalitza, that the Chalitza you do with a Muberish is called the Chalitza Mishumachi Pasla. I understand the Mishnah. That's why you have all the Isurei Krivis, and that's why she's Pasla Mikun El, Dacht Amrit Chalitza Muberish Loishma Chalitza. But according to you, that Chalitza they do in a Muberish is Loishma Chalitza, my Pasla Menakuno. So why does the Mishnah say you have all these dinim? Amalei Reish Lakish told Rabbi Yochanan midrabanan. I hear what you're saying, Rabbi Yochanan, but what the Mishnah means is only midrabanan ulechum rabam. At the end of the day, she did get chalitza, and at the end of the day, she is a yavama. So if you're going to go ahead and say the whole chalitza is nothing, people are going to think that chalitza with a yavama is always nothing. So pashit chachamim asu chizik ledevrayim, and they said that even though this chalitza is really not a chalitza, but at the end of the day, it's a tricky case. So therefore, ulechum rabam, they said that who asu b'krei veseh. He asura b'kreivav upasam anakun abalakula. To tell me that this is a regular chalitza that all the yavam and all the yavamais don't need another chalitza. That for sure not. Ikedam risam say eitz Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. That Reish Lakish was the one that brought a raya from this mishnah to his sheet against Rabbi Yochanan. He said in avachal kayama. The mishnah said that in avachal kayama who asa b'kreivav he asura b'kreivav upasam anakun. In the event that the child is not a bar kayama, so the chalitza is a chalitza. It creates all these halachas. He said bishlam in the bishlam according to me that means the chalitza is mubesh loishma chalitza. Bishlam according to me that I hold the chalitza mumeretz is not a chalitza. Hainu diktani pasim nakuna lechumra. That's why the Mishnah only mentioned the chumra. The Mishnah mentioned iser krayvus and pasim nakuna. But like tani ain't a tzricha chalitza minachin. But the Mishnah didn't say the more obvious nafkamina, and that is that you don't have to do another chalitza. You know why? Because that's a kula, and the kula that's really not a chalitza. El didach. But according to you, ain't a tzricha chalitza minachin. The Mishnah should have said much better. The Mishnah should have said that the chalitza is a chalitza, and therefore you don't have to do another chalitza. Amaleisa, he told them enochi namin. It's true. The Mishnah could have said that. Okay, so why didn't the Mishnah say it? Because I did the Tana Reisha Lei Pasla. Because the Mishnah is comparing and contrasting the two cases. One case, Hacholitz Liyavim Teminitzes Muberes V'yolda, and the Vlad was Shalkayama. In the other case, it was Eina Shalkayama. Now, in the case of a Vlad Shalkayama, what's the halacha? What point do we want to make? We want to make a point that the Chalitza wasn't a Chalitza, and therefore, she's mutter in his kriven, he's mutter in her kriven, and she's not Pasla Menakuna. To say that if it was the Vlad was a Vlad Shel Kayama, that the brothers don't need or will need Chalitza is not true. Because if the Vlad was a Vlad Shel Kayama, she's not a Yavam. So the only halacha that we could have said in the Reish of the Mishnah, the case where the Vlad was a Vlad Shel Kayama, was the fact that there's no Issa Kroivis and that she's not Pasla Menakuna. So once we said that in the Reish, Tani Sefer Pasla. So just to be consistent, that's the signun of the Tano. Whenever he writes Mishnayah, sometimes we say the lesser Chiddush just to make it shtim and for it to be a little more consistent. So it's for that reason he said Pasla, although he technically could have said a bigger Chiddush, that Chalitza Smuber, Shma Chalitza, even Lekula, that Talach is in a Tzri Chalitza Menachem. Next, Eisvei Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish. Yechon asked another kash at the Rish Lakish. Ein avad shel kayam al yikayim. So this is referring to the second part of the Mishnah. First part of the Mishnah was discussing Acholetz Yevimtai. The second part of the Mishnah is called Hakoynes as Yevimtai, right? The name of the parak is Parak Acholetz, like we spoke out, because the Mishnah starts talking about Chalitz and then talks about Yivim. So the first part of the Mishnah is the Chalitza part. The second part is the Yivim part. Now, what did the Mishnah say as it relates to the Yivim part? He really said the same thing. Now, it's different halachas. Yibam is a bia, so it involves already chavi krisos. It's in different shmuz. So what did the Mishnah say? Hakoynes yivim tevinim tesmu beres, the yoldo, bisman shavad shal kayama. So it comes out that she's an eshes achshaloi b'makam mitzvah. So number one, yoytzi. Number two, it comes out he was born chavi krisos, b'shoigik z'chayovim karbim. So you have to bring a karbim. V'mein avlad shal kayama. What did the Mishnah say? Yikayim. In that case, no, they could stay married. So the Gemara says like this: Rish Yochanan told Rish Lakish, "Ein avlad shel kayama yikayim." So Bishlami, the Bishlami according to me, that means the chalitza muberes ma chalitza ubias muberes ma bia mishum hachitani yikayim. That's why it says in the Mishnah yikayim. What do you mean? Because the bia was a ma'ase yibum, and because it was a ma'ase yibum, they're married. So therefore, the Mishnah says yikayim, just stay married. El di dachtam chalitza muberes loich ma chalitza ubias muberes loich ma bia. But according to you, the chalitza muberes is not a chalitza and bias muberes is not a bia. Yachzer v'yivu v'yikayim ibayle. So it comes out that the yibum wasn't a yibum. Yikayim sounds like just stay married. It's not stay married. You have to do a new bia now. Yivam or yavu yolel. You have to do a new ma'ase yibum. That was Rabbi Yechon's kasha to Rish Lakish. So the Gemara says Rish Lakish told Rabbi Yechon, no, it's not such a kasha. Mayikayim, you want to know what the Mishnah means when it says Yikayim? It means they can stay married. Now, Enochanami, you're going to have to do a new Yibum. Beseder, Yachzer, V'yivol, V'yikayim. You're going to have to go ahead and do another Biyah. The point is, the Loisagi. So some Rishonim take out the words the Loisagi because really, it's not the point. The point that Rish Lakish is telling Rabbi Yochanan is Yachzer, V'yivol, V'yikayim. But we do have the Gersa, the Loisagi, and it's going to play out in the Ikad Amri of the Gemara. So let's just explain what it even means. The Loisagi means that at this point, the Yavam is going to have no choice but to be Yachzer, V'yivol. There isn't going to be another Eitzah. The reason is because once he did a beer ready, at that point, for him to simply do Chalitza is not an option. That's what Rashi says. Once he's Baal out, at that point he can't do Chalitza. To give a get, he can't do, because Rish Lakish holds that Bias Muberes is Loishma Bia, so he can't just simply give a get. So his only Eitzah now is Yachzer V'yivol. That will constitute a Yibum, and then get to be married. Now afterwards, if he wants to give a get, he can give a get. But at this point, when the Mishnah says Yikayim, the Mishnah is saying, Yachzer v'yivol v'yikayim, and that's actually what you have to do. You don't have another choice, because there really is no Eitzah. To do Chalitza is too late, because you already did a Bia, and to give a get is also not going to be okay, because there's a Zika here. So therefore, the only Eitzah is to do that. But the bottom line is that the way, in the first lesson of the Gemara's analysis of the Seifa of the Mishnah, the Rabbi Yochanan again is bringing Uriah to his shita, and he asked it as a kasha to Rish Lakish that why Akrinus liyavimta benimtzis muberes, and then the yolda and in of lachal kayama the lachas ikayim lechayir it's a bias muberes. I thought it was loishma bia. So Rish Lakish said, I hear, but what the Mishnah means is not yikayim; it means yachse v'yivul v'yikayim, because enochinami bias muberes is really loishma bia. Ikadamri, some say that Rish Lakish brought Uriah from the safe of the Mishnah to his shita. So just like in the first Gemara when we were discussing the first part of the Mishnah, chilus liyavimta. In the first Lishna, Rabbi Yochanan is bringing a right to his Shita, and the second Lishna, Rish Lakish bringing a right to his Shita. Same is true in the Sefer of the Mishnah. So, Eisvei, Rish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan, what? How could Rish Lakish have a raya from the Sefer to his Shita? In a Vachal Kayama Yikayam, he said like this, Bishlam in the D, Bishlam according to me, Dami the Chalitza, Smubaris, Lishma Chalitza, Ubias, Smubaris, Lishma Bio, Hainu Diktani Yikayam. That's what Yikayim means. You know what Yikayim means? Geschmack. Yachzor v'yivol v'yikayim. It means you have to do Yibam all over again. And the reason the Mishnah says Yikayim is like we just spoke out a second ago. Because there really is no other Eitzah. Because you can't do Chalitza, you can't give a get. So the only thing you can do is do a Yibam. So the Mishnah actually is telling you your only option, Yikayim, which means a little dachuk, yachzer v'yivol v'yikayim. Eloludi dach Rish Lakish told Rabbi Yochanan. According to you, why is the Mishnah saying yikayim? Rotze yoytzi, rotze yikayim yibayilei. You have a choice. You have to live with her, mechatesi. Yikayim, Rish Lakish's understanding doesn't just mean you could. Right, yikayim sounds like you have to, it's a din. So Rish Lakish said, it's actually better according to me. I'll have to be madchik yachzer v'yivol b'seder, but at the end of the day, that's why the Mishnah is instructing you and telling you what it is you need to do. Yachzer v'yivol v'yikayim, because lo yisagdu b'lav hachi, process of elimination is the only thing you can do. But according to you, that b'yas mu'beres shma b'ya, so it comes out their regular husband and wife. So at that point, halach is, you can do anything. L'kocha lo yisha, you can divorce her. So why do you have to be yikayim? L'chayra rotza yoytzi, rotza yikayim yibayim. The Mishnah should have said, you have an option. So the Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan told Rish Lakish Enochinami. True. The Mishnah could have said that. So why did the Mishnah say Yikayim? Why didn't it say Ratzi Yoitzi, Ratzi Yikayim? Because I Tani Reisha Yoitzi. Because the Reisha with the Vlad was a Ben Kayom over there. You don't have a choice. There it's Yoitzi. So Tani Nami say for Yikayim that over here, if you want to be Mekayim, you can be Mekayim. Meaning that's Enochinami, it's what it means. So if you appreciate the contrast between the Reisha and the Sefer, that's almost what the Mishnah say. Yoitzi is your option in the Reisha. Fakert. At La Fuke, in contrast to the case where the Vlad was a Vlad Kayama, where the Halach is Yaitzi over here, Yikayim, which really means, says Rabbi Yochanan, if you want to be Mekayim, you can be Mekayim, but Enochinam, if you want to be Moitzi, you could be Moitzi. So the bottom line is, we have this epic machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, Achoylitz Liyavimtoi, Achoylitz Liyavimtoi, where she's a mu'beres, whether the chalitz or the yibum is considered, and again, if the Vlad shall kayomo, then this is just a silly conversation. It's only geya where the Vlad was not a Vlad shall kayomo. So it comes out that a gloy milsalam afreya, that really she's a yibum. But at the time that you did the yibum, at the time you did chalitza, her status was pending. At that point, we didn't know. So the question is the yibum a yibum? Is it not a yibum? Is the chalitza chalitza? Is it not a chalitza? Rabbi Yochanan said, chalitza mu'beres shma chalitza, bia mu'beres shma bia. Rabbi Shlokish said, chalitza mu'beres lo shma. B.S. Mubaris is also Leishma. As it relates to the Mishnah, right? The Mishnah certainly sounds like it would shed a lot of insight into this Mishnah, into this Machloikis. It really doesn't. Not only doesn't it, in one Lishna, Rabbi Yochanan's tiny Gichab Greiser Rayas to my Shita from the Mishnah, and in the other Lishna, Rish Lakish is saying Gichab Greiser Rayas to my Shita. Meaning, sometimes you have Rabbi Yochanan will say, I have Rayas to me, and Rish Lakish says, no, no, he's deflecting it. But here it was literally Mikotze El Akotze. It was from sea to shining sea. Rabbi Yochanan thought the whole Mishnah shrais Chalitza Smuber Shma Chalitza and Bias Smuber Shma Bia. And Rish Lakish thought that the whole Mishnah shrais Chalitza Smuber Shloi Shma Chalitza and Bias Smuber Shloi Shma Bia. Either way, we tried being poshut this machloikis Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish from our Mishnah. We failed. And as a result, what do? We go from our Mishnah to Braises. There are Braises that talk about this halacha, and let's see if there's any insight in a Braisa that maybe can help us be machriya and help us be poshut this machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Zok de Hilge Gemara, Mesevet. I'll ask you a kash. Hakoines es yivimtoi. If somebody was koines es yivimtoi, somebody did yibum. Venimtsas muberes, and he found that afterwards that this yivama was a muberes. Harezu, so the halach is, loitinase tsarasa. So the tsara should not get married. Why? Shem yehei Vlad ben kayama. Because we're concerned that maybe the Vlad will be a ben kayama. And in the event that the Vlad is going to be a ben kayama, So it's going to come out that this tzara is really a yevama, because it's going to come out that the yibum wasn't a yibum, and as a result, she's stuck. So again, if a yevama falls the yibum, the halacha is, she's not allowed to just go marry anybody. What if five women fall the yibum? All of them have the same halacha. Until this yibum or chalitza done with one of the yevamas. If yibum or chalitza is done with one of the yevamas, unless it was a chalitza psula, sugis and arbachim, ordinarily one yibum, one chalitza is matter, all the yevamas, to be able to get married, l'shuk, now all of a sudden they're allowed to get married. So what happened? Someone was koines as yevimtai. There was a yavam, and there was more than one yevama, and the yavam went that he did yibum with one of the yavamas. Okay, so now this other yavama, if she wants to get married, she can get married, right? This yavama is an eshesh now. She just did yibum. But the other tsaros, if they would want to get married, they can get married. Zok the braisa, in the event that the yavama that did the yibum was nimtzas mu'beres, harezu loy tinal se tsarasa. So we tell the tsara, hold off. Don't get married. Why not? Let's see what happens with this baby, right? This your tzara is turned out to be a muberes. So we're not sure if the yibum was a good yibum. What's the concern? Shemi yehev lad ben kayama. Maybe the child is going to be a ben kayama, and if the child is a ben kayama, it's going to come out that you're a yivam. Sefreit the Gemara. What? You can't even read the Brice. Either Abba. Kmihavi avlad ben kayama. If the child's going to be a ben kayama, miftir atzarasa. So it comes out none of them were tzaros. None of them were yevamos, and if that's the case, they could all get married. So that can't be the pshat. Eleima shema lo yehe avlad ben kayama. No, what we mean is that maybe the vlad won't be a ben kayama, and in the event that the vlad won't be a ben kayama, so it's going to come out that really you're a yevama, and because you're a yevama, you're bound by the restriction in the Torah of leisiyah eshes ameis achutz lirzot. What's the Gemara's kasha? It's a bomb kasha, Rabbi Yochanan. Is all good? I dech bias spoon beres shmabia. But if you're going to tell me the bias spoon beres shmabia, I might loytina say tzarasa. What's the problem? What do you mean? She just had a yibum. So if she just had a yibum, so what's the problem? If the vlad's going to be a ben kayama, so it's going to come out she was never a yibum in the first place. And if the vlad's not going to be a ben kayama, she had bia. She had yibum. So bishlam late rishlokish, that bias muberis loishma bia. Oh, very good. That's what you're worried about. You worry the vlad won't be a ben kayama. Edit the braiso. And what's going to happen is it comes out this yibum wasn't a yibum. And as a result, she's a yivama that has a level. However, Frank the Gemara, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that holds that bias meuberes shma bias alucheru she had a yibum. So she had a yibum. What's the problem? So the Gemara says, because of this kasha, Omer Abaye. Abaye says, I'm going to tell you a chiddush. I'm going to make a mapecha on everything that we just learned. You have to say bebia kulam aloi pligi to loy patra. Enuchanami, even Rabbi Yochanan's moita that bias muberes loy shma bia. Ki pligi, what was the machloikis bechalitza? Only by chalitza. Rabbi Yochanan saw chalitza muberes shma chalitza. Bias muberes loy shma bia. Reish Lakish saw, Reish Lakish holds bias muberes loy shma bia. The chalitza muberes loy shma chalitza. Abai said enuchanami. You have to say the whole Rabbi Yochanan was only chalitza muberes. But as it relates to bias muberes, Rabbi Yochanan never said anything as it relates to bias muberes. Now in the previous Gemara. In one Lishna, Rabbi Yochanan brought a riot to his sheet of Bias Muberes Shma Bia from the Sefer of the Mishnah. But Abaya doesn't hold that way, and Abaya holds that the whole sheet of Rabbi Yochanan was only Negei Chalitzas Muberes, not Bias Muberes, and then Chanami. You see from this Brice that Bias Muberes Lo Shma Bia, Rabbi Yochanan doesn't argue with that. He only holds Chalitzas Muberes Shma Bia. So if there's Abaya, you know this Rav, right? We have Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish, you have Abaye, Rav. This is a serious sugya. So the Gemara says, Rav told Abaye, he said, man of shach, how could it be such a thing? Ibias muberes shma bia, chalitzas muberes shma chalitza. Ibias muberes loishma bia, chalitzas muberes nami loishma chalitza. How could you bifurcate yibam and chalitza? How could you spout the two things? Dok haimelo, we know the rule. Kol oilo yibam oilo chalitza. Tuchal shenoy libam en oilo chalitza. So the man of shach, if Rabbi Yochanan holds that bias muberes is loishma bia, then chalitzas muberes has to be loishma chalitza. Because she's an Eino Eilu Yibam. The Chol She'Eino Eilu Yibam, Eino Eilu Chalitza. How could you spout this? Elamai Rava. Rava, I'm going to tell you a different shot in the Braisa. Not like Abaya. La'olam Rabbi Yochanan holds Bia Smu Beres Shmo Bia. Chalitza Smu Beres Shmo Chalitza. You can't be Mechalik. Because Kol Eilu Yibam Eilu Chalitza. Chol She'Eino Eilu Chalitza. I, the Braisa. We have a bomb kasha from a Braisa. Again, what did the Braisa say? The Braisa said, if someone was kindly a Vimta, even into Smu Beres, we tell the Tzara, hold off. Don't get married yet. Why? Because you have to see what happens to this child. Because maybe the child will be not a Ben Kayama, right? We changed the Gersa. Maybe it's going to be not a Ben Kayama. And in that, if that's the case, it's going to come out that you're a Yavama. And if you're a Yavama, be as Muberes, Loishma Bia. And as a result, they see Eshet Mesachut Zalizar. But the Kashis Rabbi Echron's be as Muberes, Shma Bia. So what's Pashpashan in the Braisa? So said Rava, this is where you read the Braisa. Akoines Yavimtoi, Vidimtas Muberes. If someone does Yibum, and then we found that afterwards she was Muberes. Harezu loy tinase tzarasa. Shem yehe Vlad ben Kayama. Go back to the original Gersa. Upias Muberes loishma bia. V'chalitznas Muberes loishma chalitza. Okay. V'havlad enoi poiter ache yetze la'avaroil. And the problem is that the Vlad is not poiter ache yetze la'avaroil. In other words, Rabbi Yochanan is going to tell you that pshat in this braisa is, we're concerned not that the child is going to be not a ben kayama. If the child's not a ben kayama, then this sara is fine. Because bias muberes shma bia. And if bias muberes shma bia, it comes out, she's pater. You know what we're worried about? We're worried that maybe the child will be a ben kayama. And if the child is going to be a ben kayama, so it's going to come out that really, she's not a yavama. But she's only not going to be a yavama when the child is Yetzei La'avar Oilam. But during that interim period, she is a Yevama, and she's bound by Laisiyah Eshes HaMeis HaChutzu L'Rizot. You can see why this is a Lamdash Yeshiva Shesugya. So, on the tzad that the child is not a Ben Kayama, so then she's a regular Yevama. And Rabbi Yochanan holds, B'es Muber Shema B'ya, because the Gloyim Muslim Afreyam Rinon, Sa'ed HaChanavi, she's fine to get married. The concern is like the Braisa said, Shema, maybe the child will be a Ben Kayama. What if the child's a Ben Kayama, she's not a Yavama? That's true. But only Mishiyetze Havlad La'avar Oilam. But up until that point, it's a problem. And because up until that point, it's a problem, so it's for that reason she can't go ahead and get married yet. Because maybe the child will be a Ben Kayama, and during this period, the child wasn't born yet. As a result, she has a problem. She's a Yavama with a lav of Laisiyesh Tamesachutz Lishzar. And a Chinami, once the child is born, at that point, it's not going to be a problem. But we're not holding there yet. That's for that reason it's going to be an issue. So Rava said, Faker, the way I'm learning the Braisa, you can keep the Girsa the way it is, which is a big Milo. The Braisa said that the reason we tell the Tzara of Leitinase is because maybe the child will be a Ben Kayama. Abaya, you changed the Girsa. That's never Gishmak. And besides, your Pshat is inconsistent with the rule of Kalo'il Yibam Oil Chalitza, V'chol Shnein Oil Yibam En Oil Chalitza. The way I'm learning, it stems with that cloud, which is a cloud gadol b'yavamis. And besides, the way I'm learning, you don't have to change the gears in the braisa. But the bottom line is that what we have over here is we have a braisa that was threatening to Shitas Rabbi Yochanan. And really, to answer this kasha, we had to say a chiddush. Abaye said his chiddush, and Rava said his chiddush. Abaye's chiddush was in the sugya of the machloikis Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, and that is that although Rabbi Yochanan holds chalitzas muberes, shma chalitza ababias muberes, loy shma bia, Rava said a different chiddush, and that is that in the event that the child isn't a Vlad Shel Kayama, of course this woman now is not going to fully Yibam, but only Mishi Yetzah Vlad La'avar Oilam. But up until the point that the child is Yetzah La'avar Oilam, at that point, she is going to be a Yivam. So, the Gemara, Tanya Kavase de Rava. We have a Braisa that supports Rava. Koines Yivim Toi, V'nibtsas, Mi'uberes, Harezu Loiti Nasei Tzarasa, Shemo Yehe Vlad Ben Kayama, so forth, word for word, the Braisa. Obe Ve'en Bia, of the chalitza poiteres, and in that case, the B and the chalitza is not going to pater. El of Vlad poiter. Only the Vlad's going to pater. Va Vlad in poiter achi yetze la'avara oilam. And the Vlad is only going to pater mishi yetze la'avara oilam. Zok the Gemara, time of the Shema yehe Vlad ben Kayama. So now let's look at this braisa from another angle. It sounds like that the only reason we tell this woman don't get married is because maybe the Vlad will be a ben Kayama. And if the Vlad's a Ben Kayama, the Vlad is not going to pater. That's the only reason we tell the Tzara, Loi Tinase. We tell the Tzara, don't get married. Why? Clear. Shema, maybe the child will be a Ben Kayama. It sounds like that's the only obstacle. It's the only thing that we need to be concerned about. There's nothing else we need to worry about. Holav. Holoi havi Vlad Ben Kayama. If you know the child for sure that the child wouldn't be a Ben Kayama, then the halach is, you would have no problem. Mifter Tzarasa. Everything would be okay. What's the kasho? Leimet yav the tiyuf to the Reish Lakish. Agishmak a kasho. L'chayra, if it would seem to be a tiyuf on Reish Lakish. Why? Because Reish Lakish holds that bias muberes lo yishma bia. So according to Reish Lakish, even if the child is not a Ben Kayama, you're still going to have a problem. Why? Because if the child is not a Ben Kayam, it comes out the Biyah was not a Biyah. So if it wasn't a Biyah, so it comes out she's a Yavama and she has a Lavali, she's a Mesachutz Lishzah. So Bishlam Elit Rabbi Yochanan, that Biyah is Muberish Ma Biyah, but only, like we spoke at five times already, if the child is not a Ben Kayam. So on the side that the child's not a Ben Kayam, the Tzara can get married, it's not a problem. The only issue is maybe the child will be a Ben Kayam, Shizicha doesn't have a problem. But up until that point, she does have a problem. So that's why we're going to say, there's really two scenarios over here why she shouldn't be able to get married. Number one, maybe the child will be a Ben Kayama, and if the child's a Ben Kayama, she's not Ois Yavama, and she hates Avlad Avroilam. And on the side that the child is going to miscarry, then Zicher, it's a problem. Why? Because bias mubaris loishma bia. L'chur it's a bambakash. I'm l'chur shlokish. Shlokish is going to tell you hachik tani. I think this is the way you have to read the braisa. I'm going to have to play with the braisa a little bit, and I'm going to make it work. Hakoinis nivim tay vinimitzes mubaris harizu loiti nasei tzerasa. Again, someone does yibim with yivam vinimitzes mubaris, then the child is not allowed to get married. Why shem lo yehei avlad ben kayam? Because maybe the child won't be a ben kayama. This is some reconstructive surgery. The braisa didn't say that. Not the first braisa for sure, which was very bekitzer, and even the second braisa, the longer version, didn't say this. And in the event that there's no Vlad Ben Kayama, it's going to be a problem. You'll tell me maybe go bust Rav Nashim Vlad Malia Yodon. Vlad, it's true that the Rav Nashim have a Vlad, but the Vlad only patas Mishiatzalavar Oilam, and that's not going to help you anyways. Regardless, we can make the Brisa work. Coin to Rabbi Yochanan, we can make the Brisa work. Coin to Reish Lakish. You have no Raya either way. So again, we tried proving the Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish from our Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan thought he had the biggest Raya to his sheet and one Lishna in the Gemara. Reish Lakish thought he had the biggest Raya to his sheet from another Lishna in the Gemara. Either way, Zalhachi, we really didn't get anywhere as far as proving this dispute, this Machlokes from the Mishnah. Then the Gemara brought a Brisa, which at first glance seemed to be a bombakash on Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara was Miyashevit. Abaye said his Chiddush. The Rabbi Yochanan only said Chalitzes Muberes, Shmoy Chalitzes, not Bias Muberes. Rava said his Chiddush, that if Vlad is only Poyt, Mashiyetze Avra Oilam. Then the Gemara brought another Braisa the Gemara brought. And that Braisa did two things. Number one, Tanya Kavasi the Rava. And number two, it seemed to pose not just a challenge, a Tyufta the Reish Lakish. And Reish Lakish was able to get out of it by adding a lot of language of Imtaimah, Metabaye Shloimah, to be able to Dreza Charoi. So what we're left with is, again, this machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Zok to Gemara. One more attempt. Amar Rabbi Laza. Rabbi Laza said, Efsha Isa Lahada Reish Lakish. Isn't it possible that Reish Lakish said something? V'loitran lo b'masnisen. And it's not beforeish in the Mishnah. The son, right? Rabbi Laza heard Reish Lakish say something. He said, Reish Lakish said this, must be it's a Mefurish Mishnah. Besides, Rabbi Laz is a Talmud Muvaga, Rabbi Yochanan, why would he be talking this way? The Teretz says, what he means when he says, Efsh Yisrael Hadar Reish Lakish is, Rabbi Laz knew the end of the Sugya. He knew that the Halach is like Reish Lakish. And he knew that we always pass him like the Rebbe. So what's pshat that all of a sudden here, we pass him like Reish Lakish? Must be it's a Mishnah. If it's not a Mishnah, there's no way this would make it into the three exceptions to the rule where we would pass him like Reish Lakish. Snachmal, Amar Rabbi Lazar, Efshel Isal Had Reish Lakish. Is it possible that we would pass him like the Talmud Reish Lakish? B'makim der Rebbe Rabbi Yochanan, v'leitanan lo b'masnisan, and it's not mefurish arrogance in a Mishnah, it must be. So Rabbi Lazar went out, Nofak, as a Reish Gagangin. Where'd he go? Stamme Chesh, Dok, and he investigated the Ashkach, and then he found it. Ditanan, it's a Mishnah. Now where's this Mishnah? It's the Kamon, and Av Kuf, Yud, Tesam, and Aleph, at the very, very, very end of the Masechta, which, by the way, is a very clear indication that at the end of the Masechta, we're still going to be talking about Tzaris and Tzaris, at Seif HaOilo, because this is Yavam stuff. Kuf, Yud, Tesam, and Aleph, Tzazei Gevaldik. This is going to be a 50-blot intermission, by the way, and digression. There was a woman whose husband went to Medina Sayyam together with a Tzara. So there was a woman, she was married, and there was another woman that was married to the same man, Prichem the Rabbi Nageshim. So there are these two tzaras that are married to the same man. Now, the husband went to Medina Sayyam together with one of the wives. Ubo, and then Edom came, Va'amrula, and they told the woman, Meis Bailech. You should know your husband died. Okay, your husband died, so what does that mean? It's not clear. That's the problem. You know why? Because when he left, he had no children. And because he had no children, based on that, there would be a mitzvah of Yibum. So assuming he has a brother, there's a mitzvah of Yibum. But then again, when he went to Medina Sayyam, he went with one of his wives. Could be he had a child. So, L'chura, we don't really know what happened. So because we don't know what happened, it's a little bit tricky. Meaning, ordinarily, if he just went by himself and then we found out Meis Bailech, so the halacha is do yibum. Maybe he married somebody else. Loi chashina. But over here he went with a wife. So because he went with a wife, so now already you have to be chayish that maybe something happened and as a result, maybe there's a child. So what's she supposed to do? On the one hand, maybe she's a yavama. But then again, maybe there's a child. Maybe she's bound. Maybe she's not a Yavama. On the tzad, she's a Yavama. You have to do Yibum. On the tzad that she's not a Yavama, so what's the halacha? Then the halacha is that you can't do Yibum, because it's Eishas Shloi B'Makom Mitzvah. So what are you supposed to do? So the truth is, before we get into this whole conundrum, at first glance, what's the grace of Shaila? Do Chalitza, right? That's what you would think. Do Chalitza. The Gemara is going to address that. But we're going to have a little bit of suspense, and the Gemara is going to play it out. So, Zok the Mishnah. Again, you have a woman whose husband went to Medina Sayyam together with a tzara. And then Edom came and they said, Meis Bailech. She can't get married to anybody. Why? Because maybe she's a Yavama. But for Leitis Yabim, she can't do Yibam. Because maybe she's not a Yavama. And she's an Eshes Achshaleibim Makam Mitzvah. Achateida, Shem Muberesit Saras. Until she finds out what the story is. Because she has to Pasha even find out that she was never a Muberes. Because even if she was a Muberes, that's what the Gemara is going to focus on now, that in and of itself could oppose the problem. So the Mishnah says, because of this suffix status over here, but the Mishnah got specific. The Mishnah said, you know what we're worried about? Maybe the Tzara was a Muberes. Interesting Shprach. Maybe she was a Muberes. So the Gemara says like this, Rabbi Lazar was Nafak Dok V'Ashkach. So this is the Mishnah that Rabbi Lazar is analyzing, he's investigating. He says, Bishloima, I understand why the Mishnah says you can't do Yibum, Kushemi Yehe Vlad Ben Kayama. Yithka Be'isir Eishas Achtai Raisa. I understand why you can't do Yibum in the event that she's a Me'uberes, because maybe the child is going to be a Ben Kayama, and if the child's a Ben Kayama, it's going to come out as Eshesach, Shloi B'Makom Mitzvah, which is an Issa Deraisa, like the Mishnah said, which is going to be a problem. Ella, Abazok the Gemara, Loi Tach Loi, but you can't do Chalitza, Mai. Why can't you do Chalitza? I don't understand why you can't do Chalitza. You see where Rabbi Lazar is going with this. Why can't you do Chalitza? So he said like this, Bishlam etachlitz b'toich shiva. V'tinase b'toich shiva loy. Bishlam etachlitz b'toich shiva right away. And then afterwards, Bishlam etachlitz b'toich tisha. V'tinase b'toich tisha loy. Hainu safik. That you can't do. Because you even after Chalitza, you still won't be able to get married. And the reason is, because, again, maybe the child is going to be a Ben Kayama. And if the child's a Ben Kayama, let's just talk this through. So it comes out that she was really never Yavama. When does she become mutter to get married? Like we saw in the previous Gemara. So again, that locha, she's going to be stuck. What's the problem? Why can't she just do chalitza and then wait until lachatisha and then get married? At that point, the chalitza should be fine. What's the cheshbon? Do chalitza now, so that on the tzad that the child was not a ben kayama, you got your chalitza. Wait until after 9 months and then get married. And my mother, if the child wasn't a Ben Kayama, you got Chalitza anyways. And if the child was a Ben Kayama, so after 9 months, it was ready Yotzal Aver Oilam, so eventually you can get married. So why is that Reitzu like Tinasa like to Siyabim? At the worst case scenario, just wait a little bit until, you know, this man passes. We would have known what if there was a child or not. And at that point, do it. So do Chalitza Miyad, and then wait until Achatisha Gadoshan, and then get married. So Rabbi Lazar say, you know what this is a riot to? This is a riot to Reish Lakish. Nofak Dok Vashkach. It's a pal. This is a riot. You can't even talk to say this even. This is a riot to Reish Lakish. You know? Oh, because Reish Lakish holds Chalitza's Muberes, Loishma Chalitza. So it's not an etzah to just go ahead and do Chalitza. Why? Because maybe the child won't be a Ben Kayom, and it's going to come out that she is the Yavam, and she needed a Chalitza, and the Chalitza is not a good Chalitza. So to do Chalitza now, and then wait until Achatish Chadosh is not an Eitzah, and that's why the Mishnah said, Arezu loy tinase v'loy tis yabim. Aye, there's an Eitzah. You could get married. Do chalitza and then wait after 9 months and then get married. The teretz is, you can't do chalitza now because maybe she's a muberis now. And chalitza's muberis, lo yishma chalitza. Must be tzeraya teraysh. Teraysh lakish. Because going to Rabbi Yochanan do chalitza now. This is the Nafak Dach for Ashkesh. Says, oh, this must be why we passing like Rish Lakish. Because this is mamish, a mefurisha, mishnah like Rish Lakish. I understand. How could this be a raya to Rish Lakish? It's raya to Rish Lakish. Why? Because according to Rabbi Yochanan, there's an Eitzah, and according to Rish Lakish, there's no Eitzah. It's not true. There's an Eitzah according to Rish Lakish too. What's the Eitzah? Tachloitz. Wait until after 9 months, until you know she's zichin, not a muberis anymore. At that point, go ahead and do chalitza, so that at that point, what would be the problem? Ella, you have to say that the Mishnah knew that in theory you could have done something like this, but the Mishnah didn't do it anyways. And the reason is, you have to say that this Mishnah was different, and the reason this Mishnah is different is Kedabaya, Barob, Abov, Rabchinina, Barabai, Dami Chavai, they both said, Shemi Hevlad Ben Kayama, because we're afraid that what's going to happen is you're going to do Chalitza, and then the child is going to be a Ben Kayama, Vinimtsat Machris Kruz Lekuhunla. And what's going to happen is people are going to find out that you just did chalitza, right? This woman's going to get chalitza. That's how she's going to get married. This brother is going to do chalitza to this yavam. And then if we find out that the Vlad was a ben kayama, you're going to tell the chalitza wasn't a chalitza. So it's fine. You can go get married to a kayan. And it's a problem. Because what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to be moitzin kruz that the kayanim are really allowed to marry her because they thought they weren't allowed to marry her because they thought she was a chalutza. And it's going to create a whole confusion about she is a chalutza, she's not a chalutza. But the Gemara says, I don't have a latzrucha. Just make a kruz and say that the chalitza, we thought at the time she needed chalitza. It turns out that really she was never a yavama because the tzara ended up having a child. Right? We found out that that's what happened. So I don't know what the problem is. So just be moitzin kruz. So the Gemara says, Dumme ikke inish. We're afraid that someone's going to know about the chalitza, not going to know about the achraza. But also the meimer kashori chalitza l'kayin, they're going to think that we were matter chalitza to a kayin. So simply to prevent this, that's why we did this. Amalei Abaya said a different teretz. He said a different dichoy to Reb Elazar. Reb Elazar said that I have a raya from the Mishnah that harezu loyti nasav loyti siyabim the chalitza smuberes loyshma chalitza. So the first dichoy was I understand you have a better raya to Rish Lakish than Reb Yechon. According to Reb Yechon, could have done chalitza miyad. According to Rish Lakish, could have done chalitza lachatish chadashim. That was the first dichoy. Abaya said besides the whole tain of Reb Elazar doesn't even get off the ground. You know why? Because midi loy tachloitz loy tesiyabim ketani. Mishnah didn't talk about chalitza. Loy tinasev loy tesiyabim ketani. The Mishnah meant loy tinasev loy tesiyabim, but loy chalitza. Avali chalitza an chenami. If you're going to do chalitza, chenami the shayah. If you want to do chalitza, you could do chalitza. The bottom line is, Rav Elazar thought there must be a Mishnah that supports Rish Lakish. He found a hard Mishnah in the end of the Masechta, but at the end of the day, it's not a raya to Rish Lakish. For two reasons, it's not a raya to Rish Lakish. So what we're left with is, our Mishnah is not a raya, not to Rabbi Yochanan, not to Rish Lakish. Then we brought a Braisa and a second Braisa, and Vaikna, there was no raya. Although one of the Braises felt like a Tiyufta, the Rish Lakish Tiyufta, but even that Braisa, the Gemara was Daicha. And then Rav Elazar was Nafak Dok Vashkach, Abba the Mais, and it fell short. For two Sibas, he thought he had a raya to Rish Lakish. He didn't have a raya to Rish. So what's the bottom line? Do we have a raya? So Gemara, yeah. Tiny kavas is Reish Lakish. We have a brayse that supports Reish Lakish. The brayse says clearly, achaylitz lemuberes vehipila tzricha chalitza menachin. Klar. If someone does chalitza to muberes, and then the child was a nefel, you need chalitza menachin. It's a mefurish a brayse to Reish Lakish, and it's with that segue on my Rava. Rava famously said, Hilchus HaKavasa de Reish Lakish Bahani Tlas. That even though whenever there's Machlik to Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish, we passing like Rabbi Yechon on, but Bahani Tlas, there's three halachas we'll be passing like Reish Lakish. And what are the three halachas? Chada Hada Amaram. The first one is Ar Sugyo HaChayleit Samuberes, or according to Abaya, Akoines, if someone does Yibam Temuberes, we pass him like Reish Lakish, lo yishma chalitza, lo yishma bi. Once we mention the first, we're going to mention the other two, and we're going to end the daf with a very, very slight digression. Idoch, what's the second case we pass him Reish Lakish over Rabbi Yochanan? Bitnan, we learned in the Mishnah, and this is a Mishnah, in the end of Masechtas Bava Basra. Mishnah is talking about a Shchivmara. A Shchivmara is a man that's lying on his deathbed. Where Chazal say, Divrei Shchivmara is kichsuvin v'chimesurim dami. Chazal made certain coolers for a Shchivmara. So ordinarily, if you want to transfer money from one person to another, you would have to write it in a shtar, or there would have to be a mesira, some sort of kinyan. But Divrei Shchivmara is kichsuvin v'chimesurim dami. Right, where else do you find this? You find this by Hektish. Amira l'gvaya is kimesir lahedyat. Divrei Shchivmara is kichsuvin v'chimesurim dami. But either way, so the Mishnah Mishnah says, Machalik Nechasav Abayit. There was a Shchimra who was lying on his deathbed, and he had his children gathered around him, and he's being Machalik Nechasav, and he's dividing. He says, Reuven, you're going to get this. Shimon, you're going to get that. Reba Lechel, Mit Lechel. What happens if he gave one brother more, then technically he was entitled to get based on Dina Yerusha? I mean, he gave him more than his Chalik. Or it was Mit Lechel, he gave another person less. The Hishma Lemes of Bechar. Or if the Bechar, who's supposed to get Pishnaim, he's supposed to get a double portion, he didn't give him his double portion. Tvarv Kayam, doesn't matter. He's allowed to do it. Why is he allowed to do it? Because he can do whatever he wants. Right? He's giving out matanas. A person can give matanas. Right? There's a Hilchas Yerusha. There's a Seder of Nachlas that a person dies. How does the estate get divided amongst the Yarshin? But over here, it's not being divided amongst the Yarshin. Over here, he's simply giving out matanas. It's just like someone could sell his things. He can give it to someone that's not one of his Yarshim. He can give it to his Yarshim the way he feels that he wants to give it. I'm a Mishum Yerusha. But if he uses the word Yerusha, meaning he says, my son Reuven, you're going to Yarshim this. My son Shimon, I want you to Yarshim that. And he was Reba Le'achar U'miyat La'achar, Lo Yomar Klum, then already it's nothing. Because once you say that you're going with Derech Yerusha, Azen Nemar, you're a Masne Amasha Kasa Batayra. And even though maybe this is a Dovah Sheva Momoin, but the bottom line is, Masna Masha Kosav HaTorah Tanai Bot. Kosav, what happens if he was Kosav? Or somebody showing him say that Kosav over here is Lav Dafka, even if he was Ammar, right? Doesn't have to write. Divrei Shchivmara is Kichsuvim. So even if he wasn't Kosav. Bein Betchilo, doesn't matter if it was Betchilo, Bein Besaif, or it was Besaif, Bein Beemsa was in the middle, Mishum Matana. If anywhere he used the word meaning, he said that I want Reuven to get a matana and Azol's Yarshin. Now he's a different, he's a Shchivmara, right? That's a bissel tzimish yet. But see, he says matana and he says Yerusha. Doesn't dwarf kill. Once he says the word matana, that in and of itself is going to be enough. Amar Ishlakish, Azen Emar Ishlakish. Ishlakish came along, Ishlakish said, Lo'ilam Laikana, that the halacha is, Achayoyma Ploini, Uploini Yershu, Sada Ploinis, Uploinis, Shenasatam Lam Batana, Vi Yershu. In other words, says the Gemara, what would happen if this person had two different fields, this Shchivmara, he had two different fields, and he was giving his two different fields to two different people. So his two sons, Reuven and Shimon. And one of the sons, he says, I want you to Yarshin. And the other one, he said, that I want you to get Bimatana. So the halacha is that once he says Matana for one of the sons, it's Magder that even the one that he said Yerusha to is also going to Teres Matana, and the halacha is Dvar of Kayam. That's what Rabbi Yochanan said. The Gemara skips Rabbi Yochanan. But that's what Rabbi Yochanan said. The Amar Ishlakish, Ishlakish comments on Rabbi Yochanan, and he said, no. La'olam la'kana atche yoymar, ployni uployni yirshu sada ployness uployness, shenesata lebe matana v'yirashim. If he uses the Losha Matana for both of them, then it's going to be Dvar of Matana for both of them. But if he uses the Losha Yerusha for one, the one he said Yerusha is going to be Yerusha. The one he said Matana, he said Matana. But the one he said Yerusha, he said Yerusha. So it's Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Rishlokish, and this obscure halacha in Hilchas Nachlas related to the Shchivmara, where he's, if he says B'lashon Matana Dvar Kayam and B'lashon Yerusha ain't Dvar Kayam, and what if there were two sons, one Matana, one Yerusha, going to Rabbi Yochanan, once you use a Matana for one, it's a Matana for everyone, going to Rishlokish, no, this, him, yeah, for him, no. Who do we paskin like? Zagrova, that's a ve'idach. That's the second case where we paskin like Rish Lakish. And finally, ve'idach, the third case is the Tanan. We learned in the Mishnah, this is also in the end of Masechtas Bava Basra. And again, we're talking about a man who is writing a will. He's writing a tzava. And he said like this, I want all my nechasim to go to my son, but la'acha moisa. Rashi says that what he said was, shekasa mehayoymu la'acha misa. He said, I'm giving over to my son, my nechasim, let's say my field, today, but I don't want it to be yours until Acha Moisai, until after he dies. That was what he said. So he says, I'm giving it to you today, but it should be Chal Acha Moisai. What does that mean? So what that means is that the guf, the actual character, is going to belong to the son, but the peiros, all the things that it's going to yield, that's going to belong to the father. Once the father dies, Acha Moisai, then even that's going to belong to the son. So what's the halacha? Ha'av eni yachal imkar. If the father wants to sell this field, now he can't sell it. Nation Asan Laban, he gave it over to the son. It belongs to the son. Now he doesn't have it until after he dies, but it's his already. At this point, he loses his chus to sell. Faben ein yachal imkar. The son also can't sell it. Why not? Nation b'shus av. Because right now the father has the pay. Now what happens if machara av? Let's say the father does sell it. Mechurin. It is a sale. So we just said he can't sell it, and then a second later, if he sells it, it's sold. But you have to read the fine print. Actually, yamas until he dies. Meaning he can sell what he has. What does he have? He has a chus peiros. So he has a schus in Paris. If he has a schus in Paris, so he's allowed to
sell him the schus peres. Now, but it only goes until he dies, because once he dies, he doesn't have the schus peres anymore. Now it reverts to the son. Machar ben, what if the son sold it? The same thing. Ein lekeach klum ad shiyom asav. Right now it's nothing, because right now the son doesn't have anything. When's the son going to have? After the father dies. Or once the father dies, so then the mech is going to be in effect. Itmar, and we learned, a machlikis regarding the salach, machar ben b'chayyav. What happens if the son sold it while the father was alive? So again, what's the halacha machar ben? Ein lekeach klum. The keich gets nothing until the father dies. So let's say the son sold it while the father was alive. And then the son died before the father died. And then the father dies. Here's the question. Does the keich that the son had sold it to get it? Or does he not sell it? Or does he not get it? Meaning the son sold it. And the nature of the sale was that when the father dies, then you're going to be able to get it. But then the son ended up dying first. And then the father died. Now the keich says, okay, I have a shtar that says clearly, I bought this field. When this yid dies, well, the yid died now. So he's collecting. Yeah, but you got it from someone who, when he sold it to you, was alive. Now he's not alive anymore. And as a result, you can't have it anymore. So it was a machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Rishlokesh, what the case is. Rabbi Yochanan, I'm a loikana loikeach. Rabbi Yochanan says, loikeach is not kaina. For a shlokesh, I'm a kaina loikeach. Rishlokesh says, loikeach is kaina. So what's this machlekes? This is not an obscure machlekes. This machlekes is actually one of the biggest machlekes in Shas. Rabbi Yochanan, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, loikana loikeach. Loikeach is not kaina. You know why? Because kinyan peres ke kinyan aguftami. Because the son had a kinyan in the karka, but he didn't own the peres. Who owned the peres? The father owned the peres. Kinyan peres is kinyan aguftami. And because kinyan peres is kinyan aguftami, we look at the father's chelik in it that he has as owning the karka. And because he owns the karka, once the son died, he was added a picture. And now, if the lekeach wants to go ahead and take it, he won't be able to take it. Rishlok yishama kana lekeach. The lekeach is kaino. Because kinyan peres lav ke kinyan aguft on me. Because kinyan peres is not ke kinyan aguft. So it comes out that the father who had the kinyan peres during this interim period, all he had was like a schus peres, but he never had a real kinyan. Because he didn't have a real kinyan, so whatever he had wasn't enough to knock out this sale that was put into effect by the son, and therefore the son sale is going to be a sale. Again, this is not our sugya, but what emerges is a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Rishlokesh, where the kinyan peres kinyan aguf, lavki kinyan aguf dami, and says the Gemara, who do we paskin like? We paskin like Rishlokesh, that kinyan peres is lav ki kinyan aguf dami, and this is the third time that halacha is like Rishlokesh.